week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mount.
Well, hello and thank you for listening to Body Rock back in your home on this beautiful Sunday morning. I say that because this is the day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we can and we will rejoice and be glad therein. I know it's snowing on the outside, but we can have the warmth of the Spirit of God on the inside. So we're so glad, thankful that you're there and tuned us in this morning that we might come together to worship and magnify the Lord together. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this song, and this one says, Call Me Gone.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it. Yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you left here without Jesus to call on. All it takes for me to hear him call me and go.
You know, I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime, and well, smart just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, but let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in, she's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I'll not be here, because I'm going to be gone.
Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear him call me gone. Yeah, when Jesus calls for me, just call me gone.
Well, we would like to say that we appreciate the calls last week. I know that we played the music. We decided that due to the fact the weather was going to be like it was, we might better get a musical tape over there, which we keep one there at the studio just in case that happens. But we appreciate the concern of the people. No, we weren't sick or anything. We just couldn't make it to Beckley to get the CD there, so they went ahead and played our music. But we appreciate the calls and the concerns, and we appreciate your prayers, and we are praying for you. Well, let's remember my good friend Barry Harper. He had surgery this week, and also Patty. And Brother Moore, good to hear from you, and also Calvin, Adelphia, Lemon, and all these folks. Mine, that's what the broadcast is all about. And then we appreciate Kathy and Philip at remembering our grandbaby. Had a brand new great grandbaby here a couple of weeks ago. That was Tiffany Peters Mouse, who is Wayne Peters' daughter. married to my grandson, Adam Mounts, and mother had a great big girl of 6 pounds and 10 ounces, just healthy, and, well, she looks a little bit like her grandpa, so that ought to tell you a whole lot. But anyhow, we certainly do appreciate all the cards, the letters, the gifts, and it's good to hear from James and Louise and also Ernest Adkins and all the people up that way. My good friend Bobby Coulter and Alicia and Cinda. Well, we've just got so many people out there that we need to remember, and we certainly appreciate you. And we're hesitant about to mention names because sometimes we forget names. So the broadcast is for you, you that are tuned our way and listening to the broadcast. Well, our good friend Mary Howe and also Junior, hey, they like this song, so let's just get it on for them right now. And she requests this song right often of Martha doing the song, and I think it's a beautiful song, got a great meaning. And this one says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
I'm not on an eagle tree, I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say, I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, thorns were on his head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd that day. Looked ahead in time when he was on the cross. I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he.
Enjoyed it. And I was thinking about my good friend Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger, and we appreciate all of you. Someone asked us, well, can we get the broadcast up around White Sulphur? Well, I understand that they're getting it up in the Greenbrier. A lot of people going to work up there. A lot of people getting off up there, and they hear the broadcast. And we certainly do appreciate that. The broadcast reaches out across in many different areas, and this is a 50,000-watt radio station we're on here on 99.5. And it gets out a long way. So we certainly do appreciate all of you that are listening and most of all praying for us. We need prayer. Let's not forget our good friend Reverend Robert Barley. He's been doing good, and prayer is beginning to work. And I know that prayer is the antidote if God's people pray according to the Bible, and I believe in prayer. So you that are listening to the audience, we're praying for you, Betty Brown, her daughter. We're praying for them. We're praying for Arnold Ellen Pennington. Also, Irene and Bobby Kissinger, he had to go to Duke this week. But we're praying for all of our folks, and we desire your prayer to pray for us. Well, let's go right now and do a song. And this one says, The Wall of Prayer. I remember my good friend Anna Cole, who has passed away, so let's do this in her memory. She loved this song, The Wall of Prayer.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times a sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
We all need a wall of prayer surrounding us. Well, I was over at Robert Barley's church last Sunday night, and good to hear my good friend Daniel Legg and his wife. We're praying for them, the old soldier of the cross, and he has a broadcast here on the AM side every day at 11 a.m., and you'd like to give him a listen to. And I was thinking about a while ago, I said I was a great-grandpa. Well, Wayne Peters, Reverend Wayne Peters, this was his first grandchild. We have 10 grandchildren ourselves, 3 great-grandchildren, and also the other's grandchildren, and he's been strutting like a peacock. He's really a proud, proud grandpa. And you down there at the church, remind him of that, or he'll probably remind you of that because he's very proud of that, and I don't blame him. Let's remember him. Let's see. Wayne is a fine, fine preacher. Got a great church there at the Bradley Free Will Baptist Church. And all I was thinking the other night when I was watching Brother Daniel Legg preach it, that we have kind of went into the same territories in a lot of the different places to preach together. He mentioned Danies. I've been there many times. And if you're in that area and you listen to the broadcast, hey, we haven't forgotten you. I hope that you haven't forgotten us. And who knows? We just might get back down that way again. Well, without any more talking, before we bring the message today, let's go and do this song. And I hope you enjoy this one. This is a song that, it tells a story. You know, there's a lot of weeping when we lose our loved ones, and there always will be. But this one says, tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Tears will stop
just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain, tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come. When we cross over Jordan's tide, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there. God has promised in His Word, in His presence we will ever. All of life is made new in the moment, in the twinkling of the eye. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven.
To do this one more song for you before I bring the message today. I was so moved by this song. Rusty Goodman does it. As I've said many times, he is my favorite. He had a way of doing music that is quite different from anyone else. Passed away at a very early age, but he has done a lot of great music, and I want you to listen to this song. I want this song to bless you just like it blessed me. So let's give this song a listen to, and then I'll be right back with the message. Listen to every word of it, because it's a song, it's a message in music.
Can't believe, once again, it's time for us to go. Seems like no time at all since our first hello. Thank you all for coming, all my old friends and my new. Happiness for me is when I sing my songs for you. I hope next time we have more time to spend. So let me say in parting, till we meet again, say your love flow like a fountain. May your days be free of doubt. May your life become as effortless as breathing in and out. May you always complete what you begin. May you never have so much that you're a slave to what you own. May you always have the wisdom to leave well enough alone. When dark clouds close around you, may you feel God's light surround you when you pray. May you always wake up cheerful and give thanks for every day. know the love that you receive comes from all the love that you give away. May your faith be a cushion when you fall. May you know you'll always manifest what is ever in your mind. And if good is what you're looking for, good is what you're gonna find. When dark clouds close around you, may you feel God's light around you when you pray. When you need someone to guide you, may you know God walks beside you all the way.
In Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, reading one verse, I know the time is getting away from us, but we need to go to the Word of God for just a few moments at least. The Bible said in Psalm 16 and verse 11, "There I will show you the path of life." You know, the Bible speaks often of paths. It speaks often of roads. In Matthew, the Bible talks about two roads, a broad road and a narrow road. One leads to destruction, the other leads to everlasting life. But Jesus said that I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And the Bible said over in the Old Testament that I've set before you this day life and death. Choose life. And you know, we have that choice that we can live the good life. We can live the way that God has intended for us to live. I think one of our biggest problems is the discipline of ourselves. You see, we want so many things, we desire so many things, that sometimes those things that we desire and those things that we want really blocks us from receiving the things that God has for us. You remember that God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible said He looked upon it and He said it was good. Then He made man and woman, and I think that God said the very same thing. But because of their desires and because of the things that they wanted, it blocked the love, it blocked the unity, and it separated them from God. You see, I believe that if we follow God, that God does have a good life for us. Because everywhere you go, there's going to be a path. You're going to have to follow the path to get to where you're going. An old gentleman sits up on the porch one day, and a young man walks by, and he said to the elderly gentleman, he said, "Sir, where does this road go?" And the elderly gentleman said, "Well, sir, where do you want to go?" And the boy said, "Well, it really doesn't matter." Well, he said, "If it doesn't really matter, then any road will take you to where you want to go." Well, that's exactly right. You see, to take you where you want to go, you must desire to walk in the good life. The Bible will give you the good life. What does God consider a good life? Well, over the course of history, our forefathers desired a good life. They came to this country simply because we could have the freedom of religion, that we could worship the way that we wanted to worship. And you know, we have that great opportunity in America. We have been given the opportunity to worship God in the way that we want to worship. Oh, I don't know. The way that things are looking right now, we just don't know what's going to be in the future. But I do know this, my friend, that God holds the future. If we would only turn back to God, the Bible said, when my people that are called by my name would pray and turn from their wicked ways. And my friend, the moral issues of our country today are very corrupt. Our government seems to be corrupting more every day. On every hand you see sin and violence and crime. That's why that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They eat, they drink, they married, they gave in marriage, and knew not until the flood came. You see, people today do not honor God. That's all God asked us to do. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world And I believe that's all that God is asking in return. That is, you and I will love Him. If we could love the God of the universe, love the God that reached down one day and hung His own Son up on a cross, that you and I might have that abundant life. When Christ looked into the heavens and said, "Father, it is finished. Into Thy hands I commend my spirit." He gave up the ghost, and there He died. But the Bible said, He said, "It's finished." The plan of God. It was God's plan that placed Him on the cross. As a matter of fact, over in Isaiah 53, the Bible said that He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity, but by whose stripes I have been healed. My friend, there's so much sickness in the land. Not only are we battling with cancer and other diseases of the body, but we are battling with the disease of the mind. You see, sin is the most deadly thing that we face today, because the Bible said our sins have separated us from God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So I'm asking you today, my friend, do you want to live the good life? You can live the good life with Jesus Christ. You can have all that God wants for you, but it's your decision. You see, because He has set before you the path of life. He has set before you the path of death. You can die with God, or you can die without God. You can turn to Him today. Hey, my friend, He is your great physician. He is the great I Am. He is the mighty Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He can be all of these things to you, but you must realize that you must choose the path that God wants you to walk. Before you can ever have eternal life with God, you've got to make that choice. That's why that Joshua said, "Choose this day, this very day, choose you who you will serve." And Joshua went on to say, "And as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord." Father, as we come to the close of the broadcast today, we're so thankful that You've given us an opportunity to sit here before the mic, to reach out across the airways, not knowing who's listening. Lord, maybe there's a sinner right there. Maybe there's a backslider, someone who, Lord, has erred in the path. Well, they can get back on the straight path. They don't have to ride down the broad road to destruction. They can turn to You like the prodigal son said, "I will arise, go back to my father. I will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against Thee. And I will assure you, sir, the Father will make you welcome in the home." Well, today has been a great day. I don't know what the weather is. We're always doing the broadcast early in the week so that we can get it to the radio station. But I trust today that you can make your way out to the house of God and be a blessing. Not only go for a blessing, but be a blessing. Would you write to us? Certainly, I'll get out here in a minute. Need to hear from you. The music we played last week, we have on a tape. If you'd like to receive that tape, or if you'd like to receive a copy of the broadcast that we do each Sunday, then you just let me know. The recitations that we do, whatever we can do, you see, we want to be a blessing to you because you have been a great blessing to us. Well, have a great day and a more beautiful day tomorrow. The Bible said that we must prosper in our body, in our health, as well as we prosper in our soul. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Next week at this same time, it's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.